All right, welcome to the Beast Game Podcast. And with this, we're going to talk about movies that have a twist. So, Keith, what movie do you like that has a twist?
One of my top 100 movies ever, that is The Usual Suspects. Came out in 2001. Starred Gabriel Byrne, Kevin Spacey, Stephen Baldwin, before the Baldwins kind of went downhill. Benicio Del Toro and Gabriel Byrne. Starts out as a simple heist movie, but a crime drama that centers around a group of criminals who get put in a lineup. And during that course, that the events just kind of progress from there. You don't know what's happening, but there's a mysterious underworld figure who apparently is behind their misfortune. And his name is Kaiser Sose. Throughout the entire movie, you're kind of wondering who this character is, what's going on with the group of characters. And the story is told in a series of flashbacks by Kevin Spacey's character, who's being interviewed by another police officer, Chaz Palminteri. Extremely well acted, and it has, once the twist comes, once you kind of see where it all wraps up, you're then thrown for another loop at the very end, and you're left with just one of those things where enough foreshadowing that if you've seen the movie, for someone who's never seen the movie before, you probably wouldn't have picked up the pieces, but once they kind of organized and put them together, it was an amazing film. Excellent twist, well done.
All right, James.
Okay, my movie, I like to have an amazing twist, is Sleepaway Camp. Now, most people haven't seen this movie. It's an old school horror movie, and I know most horror fans have seen this movie. It just starts off with Sleepaway Camp, basically like a summer camp. Kids are there being kids, and it's this one quiet girl. It's one quiet girl, and her cousin is kind of like a hothead. And this girl's just so quiet and kind of shy. She's just laid back, chill. And of course, she gets picked on like normal teenagers do. That's what they do. So all of a sudden, all these people started ending up dead just by mysterious circumstances, kind of putting the blame on her hothead cousin, because he's had interactions with these people that have died, these campers that have died, and some of the counselors that have died as well. All this time, you're watching the movie, you're like, man, who's the killer? Who's the killer? Think it's Ricky. His name is Ricky. Think it's him, because the way they made it seem like, hey, he's the hothead, he's killing all these people that's messed with his cousin, blah, 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 blah. Here's the twist. The twist is that Angela's actually the killer, and not only is she the killer, she's a fucking boy. So this whole time, you're thinking she's a girl, she's doing this, being dainty and all the shit, shy, kind of, you know, just very feminine. And then at the end, with her last kill, the only person that did not pick on her and the person that actually had a crush on her, she kills because he got caught messing around with another chick, one of the chicks that was teasing her. She kills him, decapitates him, and she's butterball naked because they were making out. And the counselors basically see her in all her glory.
What is this?
Sleepaway Camp. Matt, I'll show you the ending. One of the classic horror movies that people may or may not know about, but if you're a horror fan, you definitely know this movie and you definitely know about this twist. It's probably one of the biggest twists in horror history, in my opinion.
All right, Matt.
I will go with the recent movie, Gone Girl. The plot, when a seemingly perfect wife, Amy, goes missing, philandering Nick becomes the prime suspect. So after learning Nick cheated, Amy meticulously planned her disappearance to make it look like Nick killed her. And later on, she decides to return home, and she gets artificially inseminated with Nick semen to ensure that he stays with her.
This is Gone Girl?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, it came out in 2014, 2015, somewhere around.
Yeah. Kills her husband and artificially inseminates her?
She fakes her own disappearance.
Yeah,
she makes it seem like she died. When it's all a setup because she was unhappy in her marriage and she wanted to get back at him.
And she was also kind of off too, outside of her doing that.
I'm going a little off the wall and staying in the sci-fi realm. I'm going to choose Source Code, directed by Duncan Jones. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, who he's on a train. The train explodes and then he wakes up in the apparatus trying to figure out why did this happen. He was a soldier in Afghanistan. The last thing he remembers is a helicopter crash, but he's waking up in this apparatus. He is being put into a simulation to try to figure out why did this train explode. This happened several times. Jeffrey Wright is in this movie. He plays a doctor that created the technology that is used to be called the source code. It turns out that Jake Gyllenhaal at least in one timeline in this movie, because it deals with time travel, was actually dead the whole time, and that his consciousness was being put through the simulation. Also creates an alternate timeline where he is actually alive and can communicate with the timeline where he's dead. That is source code. Comments, Keith?
I'll have to watch that. I have no comments. I kind of spoiled it, but that's okay. You fucking asshole. That's okay. It's all right. I mean, I didn't spoil the usual suspects for people, but...
The whole point is the twist. He was actually dead the whole time.
Am I supposed to talk about the twist? Why am I being
single? You need to watch source code, Joe. It deals with time travel, all right? That's the podcast.